Okay, so it's Mem Dalad Amud Aleph. And so we had Tosfos Debar Masechta Pekah Kachaloi, right? So we saw the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos there. I believe we finished the Tosfos. So Tosfos, basically you had Rashi who's Shitta in Sukkah, in Shabbos as well, is quoted that way, although Rashi and Shabbos doesn't actually say that, but the way Tosfos understands Shitta Rashi is that the issue of mechitza, of oha, I should say, is only horizontal. So it's only when it talks about pekah kachalon, Rashi learns that means an aruba, it's a skylight, and therefore he deals with the Gemara in Sukkah accordingly. The Gemara later on in Sadi Dalad. So when you got this story between Rav and Shmuel, right, they were sitting in a chotzer, and two gardens, there was a fence in between, the fence collapsed. So Rashi learns the whole thing over there, it's nothing to do per se with the issa of making a mechitza and oya. Why? Because there's nothing horizontal there, there's no roof, so it can't be anything to do with that. So Rashi explains the whole sugya differently. Right, he has to explain that what Rav was bothered by, it was to do with the bringing of the sheets. How did you get the sheets? You brought them from the house. That was the problem. That was Rav. Shmuel, he's got no problem whatsoever because you're allowed to carry anyway, up to the point where you're able to carry before, and you can continue carrying. So the Gemara's question, though, why did he make the mechitza? Is because you can carry anyway without it, right? You wouldn't be able to carry without it. I don't understand why you want to make the mechitza, but not that there'd be any issa. That's where Rashi's medayik the whole sugya over there. Fine. When it comes to the sugya in Sukkah with the Sefer Torah, that's where Rashi says change of girsa. We don't have the girsa. Rashi didn't have the girsa. We have it over there because the girsa we've got in the Gemara over there, where remember you got the Sefer Torah was in one house, the shul was a different house. You've got all the other houses opening up onto this single chotzer, or chatzeris opening onto the mobu. How are you going to get it there? So they made the mechitza, well, basically mechitza on either side, creating a passageway which is solely now between the house and the shul. That's how they brought the Sefer Torah. And on that, the Gemara says, what's going on? According to the gifts that we have in the Gemara there, how can you do that on Shabbos? Right? Shabbos, Yom Tov, whatever it is, you're making a mechitza. Rashi says, no, we don't have any such girsa. The girsa is just posha. How did you manage to get the mechitzas there? How did you get the sheets? You're carrying them through a Rosh Hashanah. That's the girsa Rashi's got. Comes along with the Tosfos, and Tosfos says, no, I disagree. It's too many dechukim, you're changing the girsa in Sukkah. I don't like this idea about chalon meaning a skylight, aruba. Right? We find beitza, you find the loshen in the skylight is aruba, not a chalon. A chalon is clearly in a wall. So the question is, what do you do with the Gemara in Sukkah, in Erevin later on? That's the problem that Tosfos is faced with. Our Gemara over here definitely supports Tosfos, because over here we're talking about making a mechitza. What are we talking about over here? That's cool, right? So that definitely sounds like Tosfos. So, but what do you do with the Gemara later on? So Tosfos basically explains all of it according to their shita, right? That Shmuel, when the Gemara asks, why are you building the mechitza? Surely according to Shmuel you can carry anyway. The Gemara is asking, according to Shmuel, what's the point of the mechitza? Not to say that if you were not allowed to carry there when the fences collapsed, we wouldn't ask any question. No, we'd ask a different question. What question would we ask? How can you make a mechitza? We'd ask an even stronger question. But we're going in Shmuel. Shmuel holds that you can carry that anyway, so in which case your mechitza is not doing anything. Which is why we're asking. No. Again, Shmuel Shitta is, with or without the fence there, you can carry from your house to in the garden up to where the fence used to be. So putting back a sheet there is actually halachically doing nothing. So therefore, the Gemara asks the question being, what's the point of the sheet? So to that, the Gemara answers, it's nias ba'alma, it's only putting it there for privacy purposes. But not because there's any halachic gain. But enochanami, if Shmuel would have held like Rav that you're not allowed to carry at all without the mechitzas, stop shot. I would have said, oh, fine, that's all right. Then put the sheets there. I would have asked a much stronger question, which is, how can you build a mechitza? So that is the shita of Tosfos. Tosfos basically comes out and says any mechitza which is actually being matir something, right, being matir in Issel, then it's a problem. If it's just litznius ba'alma, it's just there for privacy purposes, doesn't tie to poreches, you want to put up a poreches, mitzad the oyel, no problem. Again, Chazanish talks about other, potentially other problems, but etzem putting up a poreches, especially if it's a temporary thing, mitzad oyel, there's no problem. It's not a mechitza materes, right? We'll maybe discuss sooner a few other examples, but that's the yesod of Tosfos. And therefore, Tosfos has answered all the sugyas. The question is, what do we do with Rashi? All the sugyas of Maisa we've dealt with, the Gemara later on Daf Sadi Dalet, Rashi's explained the whole thing according to his Shita, Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara and Sukkah, changing Gersa. The question is, what do you do with the sugya over here? The Gemara over here is Zicha Araya to Tosfos. Because we're talking about vertical mechitzas, and the Gemara is asking, how can we make a mechitza? No, anyone got an answer for Rashi? The Gemara's question is, we've been for Pekah Kachalim, we're asking how you'd have to make a mechitza. So I tell you what we're going to do, just debating which way to do this. Let's go a little bit further than the Gemara, and then Zashem will answer for Rashi. Okay, we're going to go a little bit further than the Gemara first. Okay, and then after that, once we've answered for Rashi, then we'll just discuss a little bit Halacha L'maaseh. Fine, so let's remember, what are we working on? Not to lose sight of what we're working on over here, we're working on the stira and the two brises, stira between the brises. One brisa which says that if the wall of the sukkah collapses, you can't do anything about it, you can't put a behemoth, odom kelim, mitor, even though it doesn't look like you're doing it l'shem mechitza, looks like you're just clearing space in the sukkah, doesn't work. The other brisa says, yes, you can. So we want to know kashan adod, we've got a stira between the two brises. So the first attempt at answering it was Hor Abeliezer, Hor Abon. That's why we brought this thing of Peket Chaloin. That's where we're about to go into now. Right? We're about to bring Abeliezer and the Rabon in a second. Sorry, I'm mixing up with what we're doing on Shabbos. Right? We're about to ask the steering between the two prices. I'm getting confused between which are. Yes, sorry, it is Hor Abeliezer or Rabon. Meaning to say, so yes, very good. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to be Mosif Ala El Arai. So if you've got a hole in the, remember the windows, okay, whether we're talking about skylight, we're talking about windows, Rashi, Tosfos, whichever shot you want to take, and you want to close it up, so you want to put something in the window. Okay, so we said modern day examples today, without going into the beyond, you know, out into the electricity shadow, we said modern day examples would be everyone with their air conditioning units. If you want to put a piece in there to put the funnel through, yeah, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? You put it in, you take it out, every time you want to close the window, open the window, is that a problem? That's the shadow Peket Chalon. Rabbi Eliezer would say, nothing doing. Unless you attach it somehow to the wall and it's suspended above the ground, then that would be alright, because then that's not much like opening and closing a window. But otherwise, that's a problem of being Mosif al Ohel Arai. It's temporary by nature. You're being Mosif. I've got a proper wall there, a proper ceiling, but soft call soft, you're being Mosif al Ohel Arai. Unless you attach it and it's suspended above ground, then it's alright. The Chachomim say, Bein Kach or Bein Kach. No, none of that is necessary, because the Isser is only to make an Ohel Lechatzchila. But if you're just being Mosif on an oil and it's Arai, it's only temporary because you're going to put it in, you take it out, then it's perfectly permissible.
So you're saying in that case, for a bottle of permit, you've already got a structural third wall now. Just got to be
permitted. Oh, so very good. So let's apply it. It's a little bit difficult to know how to, the Gemara is about to ask on it, right? But what we're suggesting somehow that with this case of Sukkah, that you're being Mosif on an oil. You're only being Mosif on an oil. It's not. The Gemara is about to ask. You're not. You're actually making an oil to start with, because right now you don't have a kosher sukkah. But okay, that's the next stage. We think at this point, because you only got two walls.
Yeah, but when you talk about putting in a window, you're talking about putting a window in a hole.
No. That's the mission of Pekech Chalon. We are applying, we want to try to apply the machlokes of Pekech Chalon to the case of Sukkah. We're not dealing with blocking up any windows now. Because what's the machlokes of Gavi Pekech Chalon? There, you've got to know. You're being moisif. You've got a wall there, you've got a mechita, you've got a house, you've got a roof, whatever it is, and all you're doing is you're being moisif. You're adding a little bit, and it's temporary. Because you're going to put it in, you'll take it out. The Rabbanim say it's permitted, Rabbi Eliezer says it's not permitted. Unless he's doing a certain way, but then that's different. So we think we can get away with saying the same thing over here. Because, same thing, I'm going to, for the moment, just make it up as I go along. I don't know how to touch it, because it's not being moisif. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Look, I've already got two walls there, I've got my schach, everything's in place. So now I'm just adding on one last wall. So that's being moisif on an oil, it's arai, it's only going to be there for a few days maximum. If you go with this, what we saw yesterday, the Sarmi Kutzi, the animal may not even stay there for more than a few hours. However you want to touch it, it's arai. So it's moisif, aloyel, arai, nu. The brisa which doesn't allow it will be who? Rabbi Eliezer, and the second brisa will be the Rabban. Okay, fine, very good. Says the Gemara, it doesn't work. Let's take a look at why. Says the Gemara, v'ho itmar alo. So it's Mem Dalad Amad Aleph, just over halfway down, line begins with the words Pekekimbo. Ask the Gemara of Ha'it Maralo, surely it has been said on this Machlekes, that Omar Rabba Baba Chano, Rabbi Yechanon, the Rabba Baba Chano said B'Shem Rabbi Yechanon, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, She'ein Oisen Oyal Arai Batzchilo B'Yomtev, that Yizekha cannot make an Oyal Arai to start with on Yomtev. You can't make an Oyal Arai to start with on Yomtev, right? You can be moisif, but to make one the chatzchila that Yizekha can't do. Vein tzarich lemer b'Shabbos. I don't need to tell you legabi Shabbos. Even Yom Tov is no good. V'chachomim omrim. The chachomim say. The point being, because legabi Yom Tov, maybe you'd say you can come along with some sort of wort of hayel or mitoich. Bainer legabi oichel, right, making cheese. Yeah, there's maybe you find some heads. No. Even legabi Yom Tov, it doesn't work. And then Torah Klemah B'Shabbos. Lo nechluku elo lehoisif. The machlokes is only with regard to being moisif. Rabbi Eliezer says, "E moisifin be Yom Tov." You can't be moisif on Yom Tov. Then Torah Klemah B'Shabbos. I don't need to tell you on Shabbos. V'chachom erim dechachom isay moisifin b'Shabbos. You can even be moisif on Shabbos. Then Torah Klemah B'Yom Tov. And I do not need to tell you legabe Yom Tov. Says Rashi. Yeah, but it's maralo. You got that? This is before halfway down. But it's maralo. But surely it's been said on it. The afiru rabbonon the shoru ela lehosif. The rabbonon, even the rabbonon, are only matter to be moisif. Kigoin such as peket chaloin. This case of the window stopper. The tosefes ba'almo is just adding on. Ubraisa show you the mebad in the chatzchila, whereas the braisa seems to allow you to make a wool lechatzchila. Right? Fine? Let's move on. So, what does the Gemara now? Here comes suggestion number two. Says the Gemara, Elo, rather scrap what we said. Right? When we say Elo, it means start again. Loi kasha, it's not a kasha. Ho karabi meir, ho karabi yehuda. One braisa goes like Rabbi Meir, the other one goes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, because it's been taught in a brisa, asoh lebehemo dofen asukah. If a person made an animal, used an animal as a wool for the sukkah, Rabbi Meir posel. Rabbi Meir says it's no good. But Rabbi Yehuda machshe, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the kol posel hosom, who passes over there. In other words, if you put an animal as your wool there, it doesn't work. So almost you see, lav mechitza hi, it doesn't have the din of a mechitza. So hocha over here, shari is permitted. When on Shabbos or Yom Tov your third wool collapses, no problem. You can put the animal there. Why? Because you're not making a mechitza. It doesn't work as a mechitza anyway. Yes, I know we've got the underlying problem. Rashi's going to raise the obvious problem, right? So what do you do? If it doesn't work, so you're not achieving anything. Okay, that's an obvious problem, says Rashi. But mitzat hilchos, you know, boina, oil, whatever you want to say, you're not doing anything. So therefore it's permitted. The lav mitikol, because you're not achieving anything, you're not doing anything. Whereas for Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to call machshir holsom, who says that it's kosher over there by a sukkah, to put an animal there is kosher for a wool, almost you see mechitza, then an animal is a kosher mechitza. So hocho over here, when the wool collapses on Shabbos or Yom Tov, osar, he would forbid you to put the animal there. So that's it. That's how we want to try, and it's nothing more than an attempt to answer the stereo between the two brises. Okay, there's a lot of problems with this attempt. Let's take a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Rabbi Meir Poisel. So Rabbi Meir passels a wool using an animal. Mefarish b'masecha sukkah shemot tibrach. Okay, the Gemara, there's a, that's at least a habaman of the Gemara over there. We already saw this, right? It's that's what the Gemara initially wanted to say over there. Yeah, it's interesting that Rashi goes with that, but maybe that's because that's the pashtus. In fact, that's what the Gemara starts with, always indicates that's the pashtus, right? The animal, why can't you use an animal as a wool? According to this Rashi, because it may run away. Right, Shema Tibrach. So as we explained, that means to say, even if it's your lucky day and the animal's well trained and it doesn't run away, it doesn't help you. It's not a matter of saying, well, I just want to have my meal, it'll take me 5 minutes, so I'll sit there opposite the animal and I'll watch. If the animal moves, then I'll stop. It doesn't help you. Even if the animal ends up staying there for hours, because such a sukkah, it's not a sukkah. You wouldn't have such a house, it's not a dira. A dira where the wolves can move at any time is a shkandira. Like a deer we talked about, right, with the wool, if the wool blows in the wind. But today it's not windy at all, it's completely, there's no breeze whatsoever, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have a shame mechitza. Because a mechitza which blows around like that in the wind is nishka mechitza, so it's nishka sukkah. A sukkah where it's in an insecure place and therefore you can't possibly sleep there, right? So again, you've got this whole shayla. But I'll use it for eating and sleeping, so many take on, no, it doesn't work, because it's not a deer. Yeah?
That when you have the wall that collapses between the two gardens, and then you're going to put a sheet up. Well, a sheet is no good for a sukkah, but we're suggesting that it would have been okay for it.
A sheet for a sukkah potentially can be, if it's done in the right way, but there are, you're saying the sukkah would be no good because it blows around?
Yes.
And we're talking about here where it was secured well and truly, so it won't flap. You're talking about in the case, in the end, it was only listening as Baal, what we said, according to Rashi. But yeah. Even, the Gemara, even. Huh?
Of course, the other
thing,
they didn't have to
be a problem,
so you couldn't carry it.
And it has to be something, yeah, and it has to be secure.
You can't tie the animal, or whatever it is.
Oh,
the animal's in its place.
That's the Gemara Sukkah talks about. There's no sabar lechaim if you're doing it, if that's the purpose. Yeah.
It's the right.
No, it doesn't matter if you're using it for that purpose. We said there's no sabar lechaim when you're using it for if that's what it says
it's
going to be the purpose.
So why can't we say that's what the mission means?
That what it's tied.
Yeah.
If you take a look at the Gemara and Sukkah, it goes through that. The Gemara goes through that possibility. It depends on whether it's an elephant or whether it's a smaller animal. A smaller animal, even if you tie it up, it could be because if it dies, and then it'll, you know, we have to, if you know, the Gemara there talks about the ashle, they rope it, you know, hold it up with the ropes. But if it dies, it could suddenly just sink a little bit and it'll be below 10. So it looks like a pil kosh or a tied up elephant. The Gemara goes through it, right? Okay, this is just one stage of the Gemara. Yeah, this is one stage of the Gemara where it's not tied. That's what. Keep it simple for the time being. A non-tied animal. As the Gemara progresses, it comes up with a completely different mahalik. So again, it's worth bearing in mind the fact that Rashi, quote, you know, goes with the Shemot Tibrach. That may or may not be relevant to to some of the questions on Rashi. Maybe yes, maybe not. Tosfos already in Dibar Maskil to be the model. So the Gemara over here is saying, according to the Manda Omer who explained the Shema Tibra, Chaliba Demes, that's not Peshat. That's not the true Peshat. It's not because of the animal running away. Okay. So we said that according to Rabbi Meir, it's fine over here because you're not doing anything. They came under the mesakin le sukkah. Since you're not being mesakin the sukkah, the sukkah is still useless. Avagav the ovit oyel, even though one is making an oyel, shori it is permitted. To kosova, because he holds, oisin oyel arai. We're allowed to make an oyel arai. The hoyel the mesakin sukkah, since you're not being mesakin the sukkah, eino elo oyel arai. It's only an oyel arai, the shori and it's permitted. They're going to be a vichtiger Rashi, because what Rashi says here is not going to square with what he says later on. Now we're saying, yeah, this is an oyel, despite the fact that it's apostle sukkah, you're not being matched in any way, but you are working with an oyel, you're being motive on an oyel, it's oyel arai, because you're not being mistaken it. Very, very interesting. But as I said, these two Rashi is going to be key to answering the question that Tosis will pose on Rashi later on. Not the Tosis we've done, this is a separate thing. So again, came under the misakin the sukkah, since he's not being misakin the sukkah, afagav the ovid oyel, even though he's making an oyel, surely it is permitted. The kasova, because he holds, oisin oyel arai, one's allowed to make an oyel arai, behold in a misakin sukkah, since you're not being misakin the sukkah, ina el oyel arai, it remains with the status of an oyel arai, b'shori, and it's permitted. Says Rashi, v'akati still tuvo ekol mifrach alo, there's plenty we could ask on it. The whole, because kedei sheyuchav yishtei v'yoshin katzoni, because the Braita did say clearly the point of putting the animal there was in order that I can eat, drink, and sleep, which you're telling me I can't. Well, almost, you see, the sakno the sukkah ka'osi, the guy is coming along to be misakin the sukkah. You can't start saying he thought that was what he was planning to do, but it doesn't work. We're talking about he's doing something which does help you. The Gemara could have asked that. But the Gemara anyway asks two other questions. Ad the mafkin on the until we knock out this reason and we proceed to a different reason anyway. So yes, we could have asked this, but the Gemara chooses to ask two different questions. So there is this toaster still to do, but let's just keep going because just to get an overall picture. Right, keep going into Gemara. So the Gemara asks on this suggestion, Vitispara. Yeah, we got that, Vitispara. That's eight lines from the bottom. Vitispara, do you honestly think that this pshat makes any sense? Eimar, let us say, the Shomat Leila Rabbi Meir, Behema. Rabbi Meir only said that the Mechitza is no good with an animal. Because like we said, the animal may run away. Let's say that's Peshat, yeah? But, Odom Mekedim, Mi Shomatli, but have you ever learnt that Rabbi Meir would permit making a Mechitza using an Odom and Kedim? This Brisa which permitted you to fix the wall, fix whatever you want to say, didn't say just Behemo. It said Behemo, Odom and Kedim. So you've explained how a behemoth works, because a behemoth, since it could run away, therefore it's no good for a mechitza, so therefore you're not doing anything, and therefore Rabbi Meir would allow it. Very good. I want to know what about Odom and Kedem as well. Odom and Zichr Kedem are not running away anywhere. So those surely, unless you've got any other good peshat as to why Rabbi Meir would say they're no good for a mechitza, so surely those are good for a mechitza, so how are you going to explain that? Question one. Question two, pursue and furthermore, Rabbi Meir Aliba Daman. Who is Rabbi Meir actually going according to over here? Like, regarding the din of being most of our Eil Arai, you want to say that the whole basis over here is the way Rashi explained it. The way Rashi explained it is that what you're doing over here, the reason why Rabbi Meir will be matter is because you're just being most of on an Eil Arai. Why? Because you're not achieving anything. So therefore it's called most of our Eil Arai. Let's analyze that. Who are you going according to? So, E Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, if you're going according to Rabbi Eliezer in the case of the Pekat Chaloim, Lohisiv Nami Asa, he says even to be Mosif on an Eil Arai is forbidden. So he can't be going with Rabbi Eliezer. Very nice, you're telling me you're not achieving anything, but you told me you're being Mosif on an Eil Arai. Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't allow that. Ela Aliba de Rabbanon. Rather, you have to say we're going according to the Rabbanon. Eimar to Omri Rabbon. Next line. El Aliba de Rabbon. You went back the same line. Eimar, let us say, four lines from the bottom, yeah? So Omri Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon said, Lehoisif, they only allowed you to be Moisif. Lechatchilo mi Omur, did they allow you to do it Lechatchilo? Who's talking about being doing anything Lechatchilo? Now, I thought we said we're being Moisif. What suddenly happened to it? Tosus asked the question, and Tosus therefore says we're licked in this kasha is the other kasha, which is it says Kadeshiyach of Yeshtevi Yoshi. So clearly you are actually achieving something. So it is the Chatzchilo. Let's take a look at Rashi though. Watch what Rashi does now. Between this and the next answer, look at what happens now. Rashi suddenly does a bit of an about turn. Odom, says Rashi. Odom. No, in fact, sorry, just before that. Imar the Shomat Leila Rabbi Meir. Let us say that you've learned this by Rabbi Meir, the apostle, that he puzzles a mechitza behemoth, it's using an animal. Mishum Shema Tibrach, like you said, because it may run away. But Odom Sheish Bo Das, but a human being who's got Das, Lamo to stand there, O Kalim, or if you've got Kalim, right, utensils. She'ein zozim mimakomon, which are not going to move from their spot. Mi shomat lei, have you ever learned that in Rabbi Meir? The Rabbi Meir would say that disqualified for a mechitza. V'hai tano, this same tano who allowed you to put the animal there, odom v'kelim u'diktoni, he also said, odom and kelim, he taught, oseh es chaver edofen. He said, you can make your friend, use your friend as a wool. V'yizko v'zamita, and he said that you can put the bed there. Okay, he didn't actually say Kedim. That's what Rashi's saying. Where's the Kedim? The answer is the Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Fine. Fine. So you got the two there. That's question number one. You've only answered up Behemoth. You haven't dealt with Odom and Kedim. The Suan furthermore, Nehi granted to lo misakin lo lesukkah. Granted you're not actually fixing up the sukkah. Fine. Very good. But Rabbi Meir de Mukmat, Rabbi Meir that you have established, lahod Sharia Ali Bey, the bride which permitted it, you established that bride according to him, according to Rabbi Meir. Since you're not being misakin any mechitza or making an oyel, de la pechsha mechitza, because, okay, someone to say it should say de la pechsha mitzvah, because you're not actually achieving anything. That's what you wanted to say. That's how you answered it up. But Aliba Daman, who's he going according to? Aliba Daman, the Shori Rabbi Meir. It's easier if you go with they bring a different girsa here. There's a hodah here, right from Tfusus. It's easier to read if you go with that. Yeah, that's where the base goes. Yeah, Aliba de man shari Rabbi Meir. According to whom is Rabbi Meir being matter? It's easier if you go with that. Clearly, that's what Rashi means. It's just it's a bit difficult to read without that. Yeah, loka Rabbi Eliezer. If you're not going to go with that, then the way you have to read it is like this: Aliba de man. You see, it's the shori is a problem. It shouldn't have the dalit there. But Aliba demand the shori Rabbi Meir, loka omer Rabbi Eliezer karabi. One thing is for sure, he's not going like Rabbi Eliezer, his rebbe. But no karabonon, he doesn't fit with the rabbonon either. Why? The hopakak hachadim, because that case of the window stopper, ebo mitzvah sukkah. There is no mitzvah of sukkah. This is a key point. There's no mitzvah of sukkah. But a shori rabbonon el alohesif. And the Rabbanon only allowed you to add on. You're not being Moisif. Here, you're doing something in the Chatzchila.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. So is it Eber Mitzvah
Sukkah?
That's what you want to say.
No, why
are you doing something in the Chatzchila? Good question. No, Mr. Israel is asking, what am I doing in the Chatzchila? If I'm not achieving anything, so where's
the...
Yeah, but it's possible. You're not.
Oh.
Unless you say that licked in the question again, because it does say Kadesh Yechav Yishtav Yoshi.
Yeah.
I know for a fact...
Tosus says that.
That is included in the question, because otherwise the Gemara has done it, it's jumped. Says, are you allowed to make a mechitza l'chatzchila? I never said you're making a mechitza l'chatzchila. I told you it's not a mechitza l'chatzchila. The question is, where's Rashi dealt with that? Rashi doesn't. Does he say anything clear to you? The mitzvah sukkah is going to become very significant. That's what I said to you. Bear that in mind. It is going to become very significant. But this particular nekuda is like Rashi hasn't spoken out anything yet. We'll have to look a little bit closer, perhaps. Let's go on to the last stage. So the Gemara goes through into the last stage, and it says the following: Eror Rada, back to the Gemara, three lines in the bottom. Eror Rada, Ha V'Ha Rabbanon. Both prices are going according to the Rabbanon. The Kelim Akelim Lo Kasha. As for the steer within Kelim, no problem. Ha B'Dofen Shalishis, Ha B'Dofen Revius. The Brisa which says you can't do it, you can't put the Odom Kelim, it's Behemoth there, is talking about if it's the third wall of the Sukkah, because then you are creating the Sukkah. The Brisa which allows it is where you're just adding on a fourth wall. The Sukkah is already kosher. And the Gemara says, Dekon Nami, that's also very Meduyuk, Diktoni Nofal Doifno. Because the Brisa which says you can't do it, it said, didn't say Nofal Doifen Sukkah, a wall of the Sukkah collapsed. It said Nofal Doifno, its wall. It sounds like this is the pivotal wall. The whole Heksha of the Sukkah is dependent on this wall. If this wall collapses, it's Oy Sukkah. That's a Loshon Nofal Doifno. Shemami Nol says the Gemara Sukkot Araya. Take a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, and the Ha V'Ha Rabbanon, rather both of them are going according to the Rabbanon. V'Ha Diktoni Nofal Doifno, the one, the Brisa which said that its wall fell, Lo Yamid Bo V'Chulu, you can't put the Odom Kedem, etc. there, V'Dofen Shalishis. Now, look what happens now. Watch Rashi. It's talking about the third wall. The B'Shtei Defon is because with two walls, in Kori Oya, it's not called an Oya. That's not what Rashi said earlier. Right? Now we're saying two walls, it's not considered to be an Oya. V'Chiyovid Bo V'Dofen Shalishis, and when you put the third wall there, Mashvi Dei Oya, that makes it into an Oya. Umoidu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon agreed to Ein Oisen Oyel Arai Batzchilo. You can't make an Oyel Arai to start with. Why is it an Oyel Arai? Rashi was mashma earlier, if it's a kosher sukkah, it would be an Oyel Kavah. Okay, something else to think about. But Umoidu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon agreed to Ein Oisen Oyel Arai Batzchilo. You can't make an Oyel Arai to start with. That could be, but the mashmos of Rashi earlier, that's what we want to just point out. We'll try and work with it. Rashi said over there, it sounded like, just posh reading of Rashi, that the reason why it's called an Oel Arai is because you're not doing anything. It still remains a Apostle Sukkah. But the Mashmos is, if you actually create a Kosher Sukkah, simple reading of Rashi, it's not Muchach, but it sounds like that would already give it a shame Oel Kavah, even though it's only up for 7 days. But Kviyas and Arai is not dependent on length of time, it's a din in Chashivus. If it's a kosher sukkah, that's already is a Kviyas. Now Rashi's saying not like that. Rashi now seems to be saying it's only Arai. Why? Because it's only there for 7 days. He's changed the fence, right? We're moving the boundaries. Okay. It's not necessarily such a problem. I'm just being more for the time being. Umodi Rabbanon, the Rabbanon agreed to Enosian Arai Batzchilo. The Hadetani Mutter, that which it taught it is Mutter, the Dofen Revius is talking about the fourth wall. The Belav Hochi, that without this wall, Havi Oyel, it's an Oyel. You've already got three walls, it's a Kosher Sukkah. The High Tosefes Ba'almahu, and this is just an addition. The Rabbanon Tamayu, and therefore the Rabbanon will permit it, going according to their Shitta, the Omri, that they say, Mosif in Oil B'Shabbos, you can be Mosif on an Oil on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Dekonami, or Rashi, in other words, Dekonami is also very Meduyuk, the Hodiktoni Osur B'Defen Shadishis Koi, that which we said is Osur, it's going on the third wall. Right? It's going on the third wall. Just 1 second. Yep, it's going on the third wall. How do I see that? It's only because it's taught, nofal doifenot. The its wool collapse. The mashma, it's mashma doifen shehine terespo. The wool with which it is, it becomes mutter, that wool is the one that has collapsed. Urevius lahav your tikkun sukkah. The fourth wool is not, you couldn't call that doifenot, because that's not a tikkun for the sukkah. This nam, because we've learned to the Mishnah beginning of sukkah. Vishain loch shalish tefonis pasula, a sukkah without three wools is potul. Or begin with, once you've got three, kashera it's kasha. Okay. We've seen the Gemara is going to go on and finish off with Odom or Odom. That's going to be a separate answer. Before we finish, have we got any possibility to answer for Rashi on the Tosfos to be Maska Pekaka Chadon? And the answer is like this. I actually thought it would come more from what we were learning. It's not absolutely necessary to have come from this, but I'm going to use this in the ensuing Tosfos. But the answer for Rashi is like this. Leave you to try and see if you can find any clues. I thought it was the Rashi here, but I think it's early. Then the answer is Rashi sticks by what he said. The definition of an oil is horizontal, is the roof. So why? But here we're uttering the third wall. The teretz is, what's the sukkah made of? Sechach. The sechach. When, if you've only got two walls, it's not sechach. So when you put the third wall in, that gives it a shame sechach. The definition of sechach, again, there's a physical thing. It does provide shade, but I'm putting it up for sel shel mitzvah. That's what Rashi keeps saying, mitzvah. When you give it, I'm putting it there for the purpose of, not to protect my shoes and my belongings underneath, I'm putting it there so I can get the cell of the Shekhinah, I should get the cell of the mitzvah. That only happens when I put the third wool in. It's a red herring. It's nothing
what
to do with...
The
oil, is the sechach. The mighty, this is what we said when we learned did the Masechta Shabbos. That was the answer we gave, and we found the Morgan Shalomi gives that answer, and the Ponim Meiris. It came up there. I just look back at the notes there, what we said. But there is, the Morgan Shalomi points out, if you look carefully at Rashi here, it's not the Rashi we did, I thought it was coming there. I have to look back. There is a Rashi, Rashi says Mitzvah Sukkah. There may be an even clearer Rashi, I have to look back again. I think it may have been an earlier Rashi, I have to look again. Maybe not, but there is from Rashi. That is, there's a little bit of a clue that is the correct pshat. Okay, we'll leave it with that. 28 past. Fine.